to Romans chapter 11. And we're going to read verses 33 through 36. Romans 11, 33 through 36. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor, or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompense unto him again. For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Let's pray. Father, just thank you this morning. You have cleansed our hearts. We are communing with you. Father, we pray you would give us concentration, the highest form of worship, the Word of God, hearing with meekness the Word of God. Thank you this morning. We are in the house of God to hear the Word of God. We just pray, Father, you would anoint Pastor Shmeli. You would anoint his lips. You would anoint our ears, our hearts, to hear, to receive, to apply, to say yes to you. Bless this message. Thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Good morning. Good morning. Labor Day weekend. I don't know why it's called that, but we don't do anything. That's the mystery. Something I've been thinking about since Friday, about the ways of God. And when we think about Isaiah 55, verses 8 through 10, the scriptures say that my thoughts are not your thoughts, so my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts, therefore my ways will be higher than your ways. And it was an initiation through the prophet Isaiah to the nation of Israel. Jeremiah said something along the same line, Jeremiah 29, 10, and 11, I know the thoughts I think toward you. They are thoughts of peace. Isn't that great? God thinks thoughts of peace towards us. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
That came right out of Texas, yeah. I know the thoughts that I think towards you. They are thoughts of peace and not of evil. And what does that do? It gives you an expected end or hope in the outcome. And so God's ways of thinking, how God thinks. And it's important. 1 Corinthians 2, 14 through 16, Paul is speaking to the Corinthians who are having a lot of problems. And he says to them, who has known the mind of the Lord? And who can be his counselor? Who has first given to him, and he will recompense to them? That's kind of interesting. In other words, like my mind, not God's mind. My will, not God's will. And I'm going to give God grace. I'm going to first recompense to him so I can get something out of it, you know? It's so interesting. And just thinking about the ways of the thoughts and the ways of God, the mind, the will, and the ways of God. Say those three words. The mind, the will, and the ways of God. The mind, repeat it again in your own mind. The mind, the will, and the ways of man. Very important. Beginning with the mind. That's why, by the way, Bible school is so vitally important. Bible school is extremely important because I begin to think with God. And not just maybe I have daily devotionals, and that's amazing. I have time with God. I come to church. But really seeing a mind trained, Philippians 2:5, let this mindset, phroneo, let this mindset be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. And throughout Philippians, he uses many times this word that speaks about a pattern of thinking, not just an occasional emotional devotional thought, but a real pattern of thinking, how to think with God. How to think with God. And so here is Paul speaking to the church of Rome about who has known the mind of the Lord and who can be his counselor. counselor. Who will direct him? Isaiah 40, 13 through 15 speaks about who can direct the Spirit of the Lord. Have you ever tried to do that? I have. This is what I want you to do, Holy Spirit. God, I want you to do this. And I actually take a new role as I become Trinitarian. I become the Father who makes the plan, the Son who does it, and then the Spirit who makes it happen. So I actually can become even advanced beyond the enemy in Isaiah 14. I'm going to do the thinking for God and talking about the ways of God based upon the mind of God. For his ways, his judgments are unsearchable. That word judgments actually means his will, his decisions. The decisions of his will are unsearchable. His ways are past finding out. As we look through the world today, we see so many things going on. And then if we're not careful, we can begin to wonder, what is God doing? What's happening here? Why? Why this? Why that? All the hows and the whys. Why is this happening and how can it be corrected? And that can happen in my own life very easily. Very easily that can take place. I remember after I had gotten saved January 6, 1976, I really had no church. I knew nothing about church. I was going to a certain Orthodox church, and I was wondering, like, what am I going to do here? What's going to take place here, you know, in this place? And I don't seem to be learning the Bible. Then one day, I went to I don't know if you ever heard of it, the Eastern States Exposition. It's an event that happens every year in West Springfield, Massachusetts, where my wife is from, West Springfield. And I went there, and I don't know why I went there. I actually didn't want to go in. There was 200,000 people there, and it was jammed. I mean, you could hardly find a parking place. And I was kind of standing on the outskirts of it and deciding to go in or not go in and whatnot. And I was thinking about it. I can't say I was praying at that point in my Christianity. And all of a sudden, somebody came up to me and gave me a gospel tract. Well, this is an envelope for a scholarship fund. They gave me a gospel tract and they said, "Are you born again?" I thought the person was a wacko. I thought, like, he's standing there with another person and he's giving me a gospel tract and asking me if I'm born again. Am I born again? And I started to talk to the person. Then he told me about an event that was taking place at the Marriott Hotel in downtown Springfield. That person's name was Pastor Tom Stewart, who became a missionary, who was a missionary in Greece also. But God had a perfect plan amongst 200,000 people, him and I met in the middle of all of that. And he's giving me the gospel, telling me about Jesus Christ. And I was saved, but I had no idea what a church was all about and how I would ever come to a place of finding something, because I was kind of discouraged based upon what I had been connected to. I did go to a Bible study one time. It was called a charismatic Bible study. And I saw people getting on their knees and praying that they wanted the Spirit to come into them. And I thought to myself, wait a minute, God's in me. Why do I have to pray that again? What are these people doing? I didn't get it at all. I didn't like it at all. And they were it was a hyper-spiritual situation. So I kind of given up, and then I met him. And I like what he says in the book of Romans, especially to a Roman church that's 150 people in the middle of 4 million heathen people that didn't believe in God, 4 million of them. That city had 4 million. And they were worshiping Caesar. They were persecuting Christians. The Christians had to live in the catacombs, and the only time they would come above ground at times when they were caught and were brought to the Colosseum. His ways are past finding out. And this is so important. Look at, as you go through, I was going through the Bible today and just thinking about all of a sudden, here's what you got to do. Build an ark. Why? What's water? You don't know what this thing water is. What do you mean a flood? What's a flood? And so Noah builds an ark, and everybody's criticizing his what? His ways. They're all laughing at his ways. They're all mocking his ways. Well, tables got turned. Right, Texas? Tables got turned. His ways past finding out. I was thinking about Abraham and Sarah. 100 years old and 90 years old. And God gives them a promise. They're going to have a child. Not only they are 190, they're both barren. Hello? Are you here with me? They're both barren. It's incredible. You're going to have a child, and he's the God that gives the promise and the oath. The promise and the oath. By two immutable things, it's impossible for God to lie. And all of a sudden, here comes Isaac. His ways are past finding out. His judgments are unsearchable. His ways are past finding out. My wife can testify to this. I don't know if she's here. She's at the second service, so whatever. I can't see over there anyway. And we had this great leading of God, we thought, to go to Ethiopia. How many of you remember that? A few of you that were here back in 20-something years ago. Oh, we make all of our plans. We rent a house. We pay 1 year up front. We land in Ethiopia, 12 o'clock at night. We go out to the house with a taxi cab. 2 hours to get from the center of the city to where the house was. I'm thinking to myself, you really did. This is a good job. You're 2 hours out of the city of Addis Ababa. We get to the house. There's no windows and no doors and no water and no electricity. I said, God, I've been had. This is ridiculous. My wife says, good job. I said, what are you doing? She says, following you. I said, I don't know if this is working very well. This is working very well. So we decided to go back. I said, taxi driver, take us back. Went to a hotel. Got a hotel room there and stayed there for 7 days and just prayed and I fasted. God, what is your direction for our lives? I don't know what I'm doing. And I'm working in missions. And that's the same thing today. I still am not so sure about what I'm doing. Why? Because his judgments are unsearchable. His ways are past finding out. So we go to Uganda. This is just a great story I got to tell. We go to Uganda, and we know one person, one human being that lived in Uganda. We landed in the airport. We called this one person, and the person wasn't in Uganda. They were someplace else. They were in Kenya. And they said, go to my house. And you can stay there. So we make our way to the house. We find it. And we're going to stay there. With all Filipinos were in the house. Filipinos. Imagine that. We got to eat well for a few days. Then she comes back. We have fellowship. We do a little small service on Sunday morning. Monday morning, she dies. I said, oh. My wife's looking at me, and I'm looking at her, and I'm thinking, what is going on here? My only contact, I'm looking at the body in the Uganda Kampala City morgue. And I'm thinking to myself, I do not know what I'm doing. This is interesting. So we decide to fly to Ghana. We fly to Ghana. We're there for a while. You know, we know Ghana. Let's go back to Ghana. We've been there for 6 years. Let's go back. We go to Ghana. Somehow, for some reason, five men who did not like me, I can't imagine why anybody wouldn't like me, they got together with a court order and they came to have me arrested. But unfortunately, and my wife didn't understand, neither did I, the Holy Spirit told me, get out of this house right now, 3 o'clock in the morning. I left the house. I said, I was praying, where do I go? And it was like God said, Togo, leave the country. So they came with a warrant for my arrest and I was in Togo. Hallelujah. His ways are what? Now I'm in Togo, and I'm in a country that speaks French. I don't speak a word of French. And I'm going like this. What is going on here? This is getting more like crazy as the days go. And we stayed there for maybe about 3 weeks. And then I decided we're going back to Uganda. And we went back to Uganda, and there are churches because of people like Pastor Eugene, Pastor Ronaldo Brown, Pastor Sam Mohima. There's 50 churches in Uganda today, 50 Greater Grace churches. You know what that says to me? His what? His ways are past finding out. His judgments, his decisions are unsearchable. But somehow, I think, I'm not going to talk about you because I don't know what's going on there. I think I just happen to know what God wants. That I know his judgments. I know his will. And certainly we know his will in many basics. The word of God, study it, look at it, read it, pray, talk to people about Christ, be around the church. We know those fundamental, foundational aspects of God's will. But then in the leading of God, His ways are past finding out. His judgments are unsearchable. His ways are past finding out. Even when I came back from Africa the first time, I was all ready to settle in Springfield, Massachusetts, go back to my home church. My father and mother were there. All my relatives were there. All my friends were there, Christian friends. And you know what happened? I slept on, you know those egg crates? You know, they're like, what do you call them? Foam egg crates. We slept on those for 40 days in my father's house. And then God said, move to Baltimore. And then Pastor Ron Swingle gave me a place to stay. And I said to my wife, let's go see what happens. What's going on here? How unsearchable are his what? His judgments. His ways are past finding out. We can be faced with so many things in life. We can be faced with the Red Seas and Jordan Rivers. And God says, stand still. I'm going to show you my judgment and my way. And with my judgment and my way, you're going right through the Red Sea and right through the Jordan River. Because my judgments are what? Unsearchable. My ways are past finding out. Now, for some people, I think for me at times, that can make me a bit nervous. It can make me a bit, my wife said to me today, she was putting this tie on me. You know? I tied it, but then she had the, I said, the collar's too small. She goes, stand still. You're getting all upset about a tie. I said, well, it doesn't seem to fit, or I'm choking. And, you know, she goes, you got every excuse in the book, you know. She goes, just stand still. We sometimes can find out when we don't know the judgments of God or the will of God, or we're not so certain of his ways, all of a sudden we become anxious, fearful, and doubtful. That's what happens to us. And God says, I would like you to relax. When you start out knowing that my judgments cannot be searched, stop trying to figure it all out. Anybody here ever done that? Don't raise your hand. You ever try to figure it all out, Pastor Barry, the Christian school? You ever try to figure it all out? Wow. Praise the Lord. I'm so thankful that you're in the Christian school. We had a different Christian school in a certain part of the country one time. I remember in the lobby one time, I had removed the kid from class and he pulled a switchblade on me. Right in the school. I'm like, wow, this is a nice school. This is really going, what's going on here? You remember that, Debbie? You remember that school, don't you? You were a student there. How unsearchable are his judgments. His ways are past finding out. He can take somebody that's in a little town in Maine and all of a sudden anoint him, give him the Bible, give him the word, and begin to use the person, and a church is responding. People are coming. People are getting saved. The church grows. They move to Massachusetts, end up moving to Baltimore, and here we are. You think you had this all figured out? How this took place? Right? Sitting up in upper state New York, wondering what I'm doing with my life. Sitting in spring, wondering what I'm doing with my life. Not exactly knowing, wanting to know, but then I begin to do the searching myself. I start, you know, we can search out so many things and try to find God's will. And at the end, it's total exhaustion. I'm just exhausted from searching it out. From searching, his judgments are unsearchable. His ways are past finding out. Who knows what God is going to do? Who has known the mind of the Lord and who can be his counselor? Who has first given to him and it shall be recompensed to them? I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Do you know that we're surrounded by 185,000 Assyrians and we're all going to die? Oh, really? Well, I'm sending one angel on his lunch break to take care of the problem. And you look over the wall, there's 185,000 dead Assyrians. Now you say, couldn't there have been an easier, different way that would happen? No, unsearchable are his what? His judgments. His ways are past finding. There's going to be things that will be revealed to us in heaven that we look at now, and we trust God, we love God, we understand, but there's sometimes that we get into a place where it's just, I can't understand. What's God doing? Have you ever had that thought? What's God's doing here? Why is this happening? What's going on? Unsearchable are his what? His judgments. His ways are past finding out. How many people, and it's a good thing, and nothing wrong with it, are preparing for the future? How do you know there is one? How do we know there is? I mean, how do we know there is a 2000 and what year are we in? 2021. Okay, I was going to say 2010. How are you going to know there's a 2010? I'm way beat. 2030, right? I got it all set. I retire in the year 2025. What makes you think we're going to get there or you're going to get there? Nothing wrong with being prepared, but unsearchable are his judgments. His ways are past finding out. He takes a 17-year-old boy and he has him become hated by his brothers. They sell him into Egypt. What's this all about? What a raw deal I got. Have you ever thought you got a raw deal? Something? What a raw deal I got. She's laughing. What a raw deal I got. And all of a sudden, one 17-year-old boy, over the course of many years, become 2.5 million people. What a missionary movement that is, isn't it? Joseph becomes 2.5 million people. And they come out, and Moses brings them out through the Red Sea. Joshua through the Jordan River. He takes a murderer. This is amazing. A murderer wrote a lot of the Bible, the Pentateuch. A murderer wrote a lot of books in the Bible, Psalms. Many things are about him, Samuel, David. A murderer penned a lot of the epistles in the scriptures. You figure that out? God takes three murderers and they write 40-something percent of the Bible. How unsearchable are his what? His judgments. This is not fair. This is what's going on. I don't know, you know. I mean, sometimes we can think about some of the tragic things that happen in our country, like the unborn and or those abortions and whatnot. And I understand that, and we hate it. Say it. I hate abortion. I hate it. I hate it. But you know what? One day, all those aborted babies will be pointing at the doctors as they are sent to hell. Hello? How unsearchable are his what? Judgments. His ways are past finding out. I was when I went to Rwanda after they had the genocide there, like it was unbelievable. 300,000 people died in one night. And the questions that these people were asking me, especially young people and children, why did God let this happen? How come this happened? This is unbelievable. No, it's evil man. But his judgments are what? Unsearchable. His what? His ways are past finding out. You lose a job. Job that you love. Job that pays well. And I can get an attitude towards God. Hey, God, what are you doing? I know better than you. I need this job. This job is for me. This, you know, whatnot. Because God's got something even greater ready to happen. Or God's going to bring you to a place where people are waiting to get saved. His judgments are unsearchable. You can't search them out. You can't figure it out. And why do I always have to figure everything out? Hello? It's incredible. Well, if our government, this happened, or if that person was president, or if this was going on here, if Maryland wouldn't do this or that. You know what? Unsearchable are his judgments. His ways past finding out. And I can't figure these things out. I don't know what's going on. What's taking place? What God is doing. He raises up a shepherd boy to be king. Can you imagine? Shepherd boy. 17-year-old shepherd boy kills Goliath. And then God anoints him and raises him up to be king over Israel. Nobody elected him except for God. His judgments are what? Unsearchable. His ways are past finding out. And go through the Bible and you'll see it time after time. 16-year-old Jeremiah sent to preach to the priests and the prophets and the people. And God's going to use this 15 or 16-year-old young man to give them a message. You say, come on, we need somebody that's more sophisticated, somebody older, somebody more mature, somebody that really knows what's going on, somebody knows the situation. Not this 16-year-old boy. His judgments are unsearchable. His ways are past finding out. Therefore, I can rest. I can agree with Matthew 11, 28 through 30, when he says, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you what? Rest. How many of you want rest on Labor Day? I want. Some people are tired. They can't even raise their. Rest on Labor Day. That's amazing what has taken place in our lives. And you have your story. You have your own little story about what God has done. And sometimes you look back on it. When it's happening, I'm reactionary. When it's happening, I'm upset. When it's happening, I don't know what's going on. When it's happening, I'm confused. When it's happening, I'm looking to blame this and this. If this had happened, then this would have happened. If that had happened, then this other thing would have happened. And then 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years later, guess what? I look back and realize his judgments are what? Unsearchable. His ways are past finding out. When I was on my way to South Africa in the year 2000, I remember this, Pastor Eugene, we were in Uganda. Remember that night? I knocked on his door at 2 o'clock in the morning. It was nothing special. I always did that. Get up! Wake up! No, it wasn't always 2, was it? His ways are past finding out. And I said, God just gave me a verse from Ruth chapter 2, verse 2. Let us go into the field at once. He said to me, we're in the field. We're in Africa. I said, something else. Let's go to South Africa. And he said, I said to him, and he said to me, how are we going to get there? I said, we're going to fly. What do you think, we're going to walk? And he said, I don't have any money. I said, neither do I, but let's call Pastor Guy Duff in the missions office when it gets a little bit later, you know, and let's talk to him, see if anything's happened. I called Pastor Guy Duff. He said, there happens to be a $2,000 gift in your mission account, enough for both of us to get to South Africa. Amazing? It was amazing. And it was Ruth 2:2. Let us go into the fields at once. Don't even think about it. Don't think about it. Wait a minute. I got to go through all of my human reasons why I should or should not do this. His judgments are what? Unsearchable. His ways are what? Past finding out. And we go there and we meet somebody who's a connection from Finland with from Pastor Schaller, and the ministry begins in South Africa, and now in the southern part of Africa, 7 countries have Greater Grace churches. How unsearchable are his what? His judgments, his will. His ways are past finding out. God is just waiting for me to give it up. Stop trying to do the thinking. Stop trying to be the planner. Stop trying to use human reason. Stop trying to, don't thwart my decisions. I don't know. People ask me all the time, you'll be here for, you know, until you go home to be with the Lord or until you retire. I said, first of all, I hate the word retire. Don't ever use it in my presence. That's never going to happen, okay? I'm not retiring. Even if it means I couldn't get any money, I don't care. I'm going to do what I do. I did what I did before I got paid, and I'll do what I do if I don't get paid. Are you with me? It's not about money. So don't talk to me about retirement, because his judgments are what? Unsearchable. His ways are past finding out. And I believe that in our 70s, in our latter years, in our 80s, who knows what God could do with us? It's amazing what could take place. I don't ever want to think I can't do this anymore. Well, you're going to be able to travel overseas like that, like you do? Yeah. I just looked at my schedule this morning. I was going through it. I got 7 overseas trips planned for this coming next year. Now, if God takes one away or adds another one or does something, that's fine. Or if I'm in heaven, that's also fine. Because I know his judgments are unsearchable. And his ways are past finding out. Well, too old to go to Bible school. Oh, really? Well, your judgment is a searchable judgment. God's judgments are unsearchable, and his ways are past finding out. So why don't you pray about going to Bible school, even if you have a degree in Bible school? Even if you've already done it, we keep learning again and again. By the way, do you think that the devil stops getting more evil? He gets progressively more and more evil. And so it's important. His judgments, his decisions are so unsearchable. So unsearchable. I don't know why. I don't know why. I imagine when Judson lost his 3rd child in Burma. Third child died. He was wondering, like, what is going on? Then his wife died, and his 2nd wife died. And you could look at that and say, what's happening here? But you know what, Adoniram Judson? His judgments are unsearchable. His ways past finding out, and 200,000 born-again believers in Burma can link their lives to Judson's. Why? Because his ways were past finding out. let's continue to go forward with God, but with this great peace in our hearts that passes what? Peace passes what in Philippians 4:7? Oh my, I don't understand. You're not supposed to. I don't understand what's happening. I don't understand this sickness. I don't understand this passing of somebody. I don't understand. His judgments are what? Unsearchable. Just trust God. It might all come out later on. We might, it'll be heaven that will reveal so many things that we never understood, never knew, never even thought of, or never even believed. His what? His judgments, his decisions, you cannot search them out. His ways are past finding out, unsearchable. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you today. We thank you that as we look to you, so easy for us to then look to ourselves again. Who has known the mind of the Lord? Who can be his counselor? We pray, God, that you would help us to grow in this area, all of us, in some measure, whatever it may be, that your judgments are unsearchable. I want to just trust God for his will. I may not even like it. I may not like his will, but I'm going to receive it. And then the ways, they're past finding out, the ways that God takes. Who knows? One day somebody sitting here could be overseas somewhere. Maybe somebody listening overseas could be sitting here someday, going to Bible school or being a part of the ministry. Who knows? The Lord knows. God knows. God knows. Famous words that Haitians would say, God knows. God knows. I don't know. I don't know what's going on all the time, maybe most of the time. But I do know one thing. I am receiving from a God whose judgments are unsearchable and his ways are past finding out. But there was a decision, and then I made a decision to say yes to God's decision to send his son. And I made a decision to say yes to Jesus Christ and the cross and the blood. And now I can walk with God with his unsearchable judgments, just enjoying them, and his ways past finding out. I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. So we thank you today. If you are here and you've never received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, simply, his judgments are unsearchable. You must be born again. This is what Jesus said to Nicodemus, not a maybe, you must be. It is necessary in the nature of the case that you be born again. You can receive Christ, whether you're sitting here or you're watching online. You can say yes to God. Jesus, save me. Come into my life. Save me. Their eyes closed, their heads bowed. If you're here and that's you, just lift your hand up. That's all you have to do is say you're saying yes to God. Or even if you don't lift your hand up. You're on the internet, yes to God. Yes, Jesus. Maybe we're here today or we're listening from someplace. Stop trying to search it out. His judgments are unsearchable. Stop trying to figure it out. Stop trying to make my own way. His ways are past finding out. His ways are past finding out. We thank you today. Help us, God, to grow in these truths. To take a step by, it's all grace. I learn God's ways in his word, his will in his word. And then his ways are activated by the Holy Spirit. It's all about Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit and the Father's plan. We thank you today. In Jesus' name, amen.